Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Lex Talk About It. If this is not your first time tuning in with me, thank you and welcome back. If this is your first time tuning in with me, welcome. And I hope that you enjoy my podcast. You can listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, and Radio Public. I'm not sure exactly what the last three are, but if it's anyone listening that used those platforms, thank you. First and foremost, I would like to thank all of you for your continuous support and your love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My very first episode received 97 plays. 97. Thank you. Remember to like, share, subscribe, rate, and leave feedback on all of my episodes. It will be greatly appreciated. So on today's episode, where I'm actually going to be talking about self-love. So I'm going to do a series over the next couple of weeks, but the main focus is self-love. But I'm going to break it down into different key points. So today's title... And today's key point is called, Don't Be So Shameful on Yourself. Don't be so shameful on yourself. Life is now in session. Are you present? Let me just say, life is so much better when you just learn to forgive and be confident within yourself and have faith in the plans that God has for you. I realize that as long as a person lacks confidence and is dissatisfied with their lives, it is difficult to encourage them to genuinely be open to connecting with them, supporting, and just celebrating others. Even with the best intentions, insecurities left unaddressed always finds a way to show up and cause problems. And that's very true. It can be friends, it can be family members, it can be associates. Like they can want to be so happy for you. So happy for your accomplishments, your goals that you have set and you have accomplished them. You know, for getting over a milestone, they can be so happy for you, but it won't show because they are not happy within themselves. They're not happy for themselves. And that's not your issue. That's something they are going to have to work on if they even see it as an issue. Real love requires inner work. First, we must be happy in ourselves, come to know ourselves, accept and love ourselves. You have to find a peace of mind. Find your purpose and your passion. But most importantly, find yourself. And just love and be that person. It can just be that simple. Try to see yourself as God sees you, as a winner and an overcomer. Have you noticed when you just surrender or let go of something, things just start to fall in place? Well, that's not all the time, but it does happen. Well, I have. The moment I let go of the past, I restored my ability to see clearly. I became more creative and able to discover solutions that I could never have seen before. I was at this point where I was just going with the flow of life, and I just got tired of that. Most of our suffering can be caused by resisting the change to move forward. When I just decided to let go and surrender, I was sending out a message that I was ready for change to happen in my life. That was and still is a powerful moment for me. At that moment, everything I wanted out of life, God just started preparing me for it, and things just started happening. From that day forward, I was only committed to bettering myself, focusing on myself, making me a better person for myself. I've gained so much inner peace, learning that I needed to prioritize myself first. When we are doing the self work, we have to eliminate the things that's keeping us blind from our truth. you can't be afraid of rebirth. You have to let go and be hungry for change. A person can't tell you you need to change. They can't say, I'm going to help you change. You're not going to change until you are ready to change. I honestly feel that one of the major setbacks some of us experience is being stuck somewhere mentally, constantly playing that could have, should have, or would have scenarios over in our minds, only hinder us from moving on with our lives. The more we try to hold on to people and situations from the past, we are limiting our growth and new energy from entering our lives. Don't be so shameful on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. If you make a mistake, that's okay. If you said you was not going to make that mistake again, that's okay. We make a mistake. Shame makes us feel not good enough. We make a mistake, not good enough. We forget something, not good enough. We don't get a call back, not good enough. Or how about you post, a picture you think is fire, you believe is fire. You post it on Instagram and your likes don't match up with your followers. So then you start to second guess if that picture is really fire. It makes us confused putting ourselves out there as too much, as being too full of ourselves, assuming we are better than, and if it convinces us enough, it prevents us from taking steps forward. Forgive and love yourself more. Be patient, but persistent with yourself. You have to have patience with yourself. You have to have patience with yourself. Self-love is ever evolving. It's something that I have now started to practice daily, and I'm still not where I want to be. So be kind and support yourself through the hard times. Forgive yourself. You know that thing you did one time, or maybe even a few times, that you said you would never do? That makes you feel unworthy, ashamed, and embarrassed. It's time to let that go. You can't change the things that you have done in the past, and God already knew that you was going to do it. You can control your future. Look at it as a learning experience and believe in your ability to change and move forward. Today I challenge you to write it down. Whatever it may be that's wearing so heavy on your heart, that's giving you a headache, that's allowing you not to wake up and have a good day. No matter how crazy, mean, sad, or terrifying it is, keep it in a journal or write it down and then just tear it up. If it's anyone listening to this podcast right now, I highly suggest you to get a journal. Or even if you journal on your phone, that's okay. Getting a journal can really save your life. I do believe that how you see yourself or how you feel about yourself will have a tremendous impact on how far you go in life and whether or not you fulfill your destiny. Each one of us have an image of ourselves. God knows we are not perfect, that we have faults, weaknesses, and that we make mistakes over and over again. If we was perfect, we wouldn't need God, and He wants us to need Him. In the midst of all of that, God still loves us just the way we are. Some of us think we need all of the answers. We place a high value on knowledge and obtaining it. It is beneficial to learn about things, and in the midst of us doing that, once again, we can get so caught up in trying to have everything figured out. I used to think if I could just have all of the answers to the problems that I will face, maybe then I can be happy and just love myself. But the truth is, none of us have all of the answers, and we never will. That's perfectly okay. I had to remind myself that I can still see myself as worthwhile and valuable while going through this journey, trying to figure some things out. Every day, just tell yourself that you are still worthy of self-love, even when you don't know or have all of the answers. Know that you are not defined by your mistakes. You are not who you were or what people think about you. Them people don't know you. They don't even know themselves. Stop beating yourself up for everything you aren't and start loving yourself for everything you are. So I have another scripture that I want to read to you guys. This scripture comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. I hope you guys enjoyed another episode of Lex Talk About It. Remember to follow my podcast page on Instagram at Lex Talk Podcast, my personal Instagram account at Lex, L-E-X-X, The Flex, T-H-A-F-L-E-X. Continue to subscribe, continue to share, continue to leave feedback and rate. I really do appreciate the love and support, and I hope that all of you have a wonderful day.